Good afternoon. A Tuesday, last day of April, time for an update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, which serves a 7-county area in Northwest Minnesota, including the far north. And my guest today comes from the far north, and we'll talk with her in just a moment. I want to mention that Mara Hannell, the executive director of the Arts Council, is based in Warren, Minnesota. And contact Mara about what she does, what the Arts Council does. You can give her a call, area code 218-745-9111, 218-745-9111, and their website is northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. And by the way, they archive our interviews from Pioneer Radio on their website, so in case you missed it or want to hear it again, it'll be on their website. Well, joining me from the far north is Kim Haruba, and Kim has been on the air before, and she's way up north near Lake of the Woods. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Rom.
Are you on Lake of the Woods itself?
So I live in War Road, Minnesota, and I actually live just a couple miles south of War Road, so I don't live on the lake.
Okay. So you can't go out and jump in the lake when you want to?
No.
Okay. How was your winter up there in War Road, by the way?
I have to say this winter was much better than last year. Last year was consistently minus 20, minus 30. It was pretty miserable.
Yeah.
This year we had a lot of snow, and I have 5 kids, so snow is always a great thing with kids.
No cabin fever, huh?
No. We were able to get out quite a bit.
Well, that's good. Well, Kim joins me for something coming up in her neck of the woods, pardon the pun. We'll talk about that in just a bit. Let's talk about you, Kim, your background and your family. You were raised where?
So I was actually raised in central Minnesota. My parents are from Pequot and Brainerd Lakes area, so that's where my family is from. I had part of my childhood in Nisswa, and then the rest of my childhood from Duluth. I actually graduated from Duluth East. Greyhounds are known for their hockey.
I have an aunt in Pequot Lakes. They have a big bypass around the town now.
Isn't it nice?
It's changed a lot. So you're a lake country girl, and now you're up by the big lake, Lake of the Woods, and you're an artist. Now, tell me about your background in art.
So I am a writer. I got my degree from the University of Minnesota, Twin Cities, in linguistics. I have lived abroad, and I have studied several languages. So living abroad, I didn't have television, and so I got back to doing a lot of reading and writing. I was teaching English at a Berlitz school in Czech Republic, and I really reconnected with my passion for writing.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2010, I started my own business called Red Shoes Writing Solutions. I help create content for businesses, nonprofits, individuals, anyone who's looking to present themselves on paper and they want to put their best foot forward on paper, I help them do that. Also, I am a novelist. I published my first novel, Elevator Girl, in 2014, and I'm currently working on a second novel, which is also in the vein of romantic comedy, like my first book. My working title was Etiquette Girl, working along with Elevator Girl. However, I was just at a writer's conference last fall and got feedback from several literary agents who said, you know what, you should change your title from Etiquette Girl to Miss Minnesota Nice. So that is the new working title of the book I'm working on now.
I like that change. That's very, very Minnesotan, really.
Yes, and people really do have an association of politeness with Minnesota. They might not know many things, but they know that Minnesota Nice is a real thing.
It certainly is. And again, Kim mentioned her family, so she's busy raising her children and doing all that work, too. That's tremendous. When you look at art, and this is something I've experienced, too, Kim, in the past, there are a lot of people, without stereotyping, that look at writing as not really art, but it is. You're creating something. And the Arts Council recognizes that, and that's a very important distinction. It's not just the sculptures and the painting and whatever. Writing is also an art form, and Kim will talk about an event coming up here to highlight art. What is coming up at Lake of the Woods, Kim?
So I host an annual retreat. It's called the Lake of the Woods Artist Retreat. It's September 5th through the 8th, 5 through 8, and it is up on Oak Island on Lake of the Woods. You have to drive through Canada to get to the northwest angle, and then we take a boat to get to the island. And when I started the retreat, the first year I called it just a writer's retreat, but I realized that there aren't a lot of writers or people working on writing projects in our area. So we were a small group, but also that artists, visual artists, have the same need as a writer, which is time and space and quiet to work on their projects. So we opened it up to all artists, and that was the magic of this artist retreat. Any kind of person working on an artistic project can come up and work on their project.
And again, that's late summer, early fall in September. And how many years has this been happening?
Thursday, right after school starts.
Yeah. How many years has this been happening, Kim?
So this is our fifth year. We took a break in 2015 when I had baby number five. Otherwise we've been it's been an annual retreat.
Okay. And how many folks normally are involved in this retreat?
So we have, on average, between 10 and 12 participants every year.
Okay. And you might be a single person. Could it involve a married couple? Is that okay?
Anyone can come. We've had couples attend, and we've had single people attend.
Okay. So walk us through what happens when you are involved in the retreat. What are the highlights of that?
So we meet in War Road. We leave at noon on Thursday afternoon, September 5th. We carpool together up through the northwest angle. We are going through Canada, so people do need to have that documentation to be able to travel through Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Once we arrive at Young's Bay, a boat picks us up and takes all of our supplies and our people over to the island. We get set up in our cabins. Then we come together for a welcome circle, and we have dinner, and then the time is yours. What's really nice about this retreat is that we have no agenda. We do have set meal times, but otherwise the time is for you, for the artist, to do whatever it is you came to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably one of the strongest selling points of the retreat, that there's no agenda.
Okay. And food is provided?
Yes. So all of the meals and the housekeeping is taken care of. So all you have to do is show up. The retreat is housed at Lake Trails Base Camp. In the summer, they provide camping. It's a kids' camp in the summer.
Oh.
So
okay.
It's that kind of environment where you have the lodge, where you have meals, and you have the chart house where you can set up shop, and they have cabins. So it's kind of like going back to summer camp if you ever experienced that as a kid, Rom.
Now, I'm kind of a beach guy, so if I had my favorite chair, whether it be beach to sit on to work on my writing.
So, Lake of the Woods is mostly rocky, but this little island does have some sections of beach and some sections of rock.
Okay.
It's a small island, and what's nice about it is it's big enough where everyone pretty much disperses and they do their own thing, and you have your privacy, as much privacy as you want, but it's small enough so you can't get lost.
Okay. That's a concern for some, too. Yeah, that's great. Okay, now let's talk about cost. What is the cost of this retreat?
So this retreat is $300. However, I do have an early bird special. If participants pay in full by May 1st, then the cost is only $250.
Oh, my. So consider this an option for you. And the deadline for that is basically tomorrow, May 1st, right?
Yeah, May 1st.
Okay.
So 11:59:59.
All right. Now, to contact you, what can folks do?
So to register online, people would go to my website, which is redshoeswriting.com. You'll click on the tab, Lake of the Woods Artist Retreat. It's in red. There is a form people can fill out right there. Also, otherwise, people can call me directly. My phone number is area code 218 469-0204. And all of my contact information is on my website, which, again, is redshoeswriting.com.
Okay, redshoeswriting.com. Redshoeswriting.com. And your phone number again?
218-469-0204.
Area code 218-469-0204. And there's a special discount again for the retreat. And that offer ends tomorrow. And that retreat coming up in early September, right after Labor Day.
We take anybody and anybody and anyone.
Okay. If you have no experience in writing, good place to start.
Perfect. We do. We have people who, a lot of people are interested in writing memoirs, but they've never written a memoir before. So they will come to my retreat to just take the time to explore and sit with themselves and start fleshing out what that memoir would look like and what stories they want to write. And the great part about this retreat is that we all have our meals together, and you have people to talk to around the table. I have a really talented editor who is attending my retreat this year, and people will be able to ask her questions about their project or about the publishing business and get that informal interaction, but that useful information that you might not get if you were to go to a more formal conference or convention.
And again, Kim has held more than one workshop or retreat throughout the year. You've had one called You're Not Ready, a workshop on the path to publication. And what was that about?
So this was great. I was able, with a grant from our Regional Arts Council, I was able to attend the Kauai Writers Conference last November. I was able to take two master classes and meet with literary agents, pitch my own book, and one of the literary agents, Jeff Kleinman, he said to all of us, "You're not ready. Why are you pitching agents? You're not ready."
Uh-huh.
And then we spent the rest of the week looking at our novel through the lens of premise, voice, character, momentum. And he explained and showed us, just with our 10-page submission that we needed to bring to class, why we were not ready and how we were not ready. And so I was so excited about this learning that I came back to my community and I created this workshop and I offered it in Roseau and War Road. If anyone is interested in that workshop, I would be happy to come to your community. Again, I can be reached through my website or through the Regional Arts Council. They have my contact information as well.
Very good. And again, Kim's direct number is area code 218-469-0204. And one more time for your website.
RedShoesWriting.com.
RedShoesWriting.com. Well, very good. Kim Haruba from the Lake of the Woods area, Warroad, thank you so much for joining me again. Have a wonderful summer, hopefully warmer, and a very good retreat coming up in September.
Yeah, thank you, Ram. Hopefully you can come up and do some fishing on Lake of the Woods.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Thanks very much, Kim. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
You too. Kim Haruba on Pioneer 90.1.